This week we have another one of the double parshias. Vayikra is replete with them. We have three of them this year. And first I want to look at Parshas Behar, and then from there I'll go on to a little look at Parshas B'chukosa. The beginning of Behar was a very enigmatic pasuk. In a Rashi, that's perhaps even more enigmatic. That is a context that we have many places in the Torah. It usually ends lema, meaning that he should convey the following to Klal Yisrael. Here we have a very unusual two words, Bahar Sinai lema. And why Bahar Sinai? As we know, the entire Torah was given at Har Sinai. So why do we have the emphasis here at Har Sinai? Everybody passes Yisrael. Why didn't say Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Har Sinai Leimor? Right? We're tzitzis in the morning. Adav Hashem al Moshe Har Sinai Leimor. Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. All of a sudden, the beginning of Parshas Behar, we have a statement of Har Sinai. So Rashi raises the problem. Ma'inin Shmita Etzel Har Sinai. Here we're coming to talk about the laws of the seventh year, the Shmita year. And we mention Har Sinai. Well, I'll call our mitzvahs Nemru Mesinai. All the mitzvahs are given at Sinai. The Mashmita Nemru was all given at Sinai. All of them, all the other mitzvahs, are given at Sinai. But the kasha remains. And that is, so you could have taught me this lesson by any mitzvah. So why did he pick Parshas Behar and Shmita? But a lot of Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe Leimor that took place in the Torah already. So all of a sudden we parachute down. Oh, my Parshas Behar, that's a good place to put it in there. You know, what happened? Why did we wait until Parshas Behar? So it must be that there's a particular reason to tell me this mitzvah in association with Mitzvah Shmita. More so than other mitzvahs. And so Moshe Zatzal, in a very nice explanation, says, when we're told that the mitzvah is given by Har Sinai, that it needs to contrast it with the way there were seven mitzvahs that were given to Bnei Noach, and they had to fulfill basic mitzvahs of society. And then the Rabbanu Shel Olam came and gave us mitzvahs at Har Sinai. And it's the point that the Rambam says the whole world has to acknowledge that the Sinai mitzvahs came from Sinai. And what was the point of stressing that it comes from Sinai? Apparently this is a sea change from the mitzvahs which took place in the Sinai mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And he explains that Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach were meant to be observed because people understood the necessity of them. And we told people not to murder, not to steal, etc. There has to be a legal system, there have to be courts. So people were meant to relate to these mitzvahs. It's how can they have the fundamentals of society without having these type of mitzvahs? That was the relationship to these mitzvahs. Now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came at our Sinai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told us, don't relate to the mitzvahs in terms of your understanding of the mitzvahs, their role in society, how beneficial they are. Relate to the mitzvahs that the mitzvahs were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason to do them. You may find often, obviously, that they do benefit society, but that's not the reason to do mitzvahs. And says, what's the reason for this? That we should do them rather because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told us to do them at Har Sinai rather than because we see how beneficial they are. He says, if mitzvahs had done it a cost-benefit analysis, tomorrow we run the computer systems, and a new algorithm comes and says, it's not worthwhile. There are better things to do. We can better achieve better ends, more beneficial ends by doing this differently. And with that, we have the notions that take place in our society, that things that have been established as part of morality, they're dismissed Not only are they not necessary, but they even declared to be immoral too. If one maintains the standards, the morality that existed until then. So that's when it's subject to cost-benefit analysis of our relationship to it is how we understand it and what we will gain from having it. But it's a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a commandment and we do it, as Rabbi Saul Salanter says, every mitzvah is chayk and mishpat. It may be mishpat, we understand that gezel is something which is a very logical thing every society has. That's mishpat. But every mitzvah is chayk and mishpat. Beyond our understanding, there are levels of the mitzvah that we don't necessarily understand. And we accept those two as coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and revealing a deeper level to this mitzvah than we ourselves would understand on our own. And from that, Rabbi Moshe says, we come to a determination and a persistence to observe these mitzvahs in an unchanging fashion. Because it's not subject to the mores of the time, it's not subject to societal influences, it's not subject to propaganda movements, it's immutable. It came from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and as the Rambam records in the Yud Gimel Lifrim, HaTorah Azeh Lo Teheh Mechlefes, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not rescinding and sending a revised one. This Torah will stand for all time. And therefore we have a basis for our morality which is unchanging. And he says, what could better symbolize a mitzvah that defies all human understanding and all your insight into how it could conceivably benefit us than mitzvah shmita? You tell a person, that's it. Close down your office. Here we're 8 weeks, we're closed up. The country is reeling. There are 14% unemployment. Millions of people that don't know how they're going to pay the bills. The country's in an uproar. Imagine you come and you tell them, it's 8 weeks. It's not the beginning yet. We're closing down for 52 weeks. And that's it. And you're not working off-site either. The farm, you're not going to run the farm off-site. You're closing down totally. That's it. You're not having no Zoom. No, do you work from your desk at home and allow you back into the company's computers and get the day's work? No, forget about it. They're turning off the electric and closing the lights, locking the door. And we'll even get a Rosh Hashanah, and we're not coming back till a year from now. There's certainly no rational explanation of how you could have such a mitzvah. Such a mitzvah could only come from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. Only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can assure us that in the fulfillment of this mitzvah, we will succeed. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will see that we are sustained. And we'll go through the entire year in a calm and tranquil fashion. Our needs will be taken care of. This is what's inherent in mitzvah shmita, is that it's tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do such a mitzvah. No cost-benefit analysis in the human world could lead us to arrive at this mitzvah. And therefore, this is an example of the Torah gave, such a radical change of life. Close down business for a whole year. And come back a year from there. It could be no greater statement than mitzvahs come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is meant to be an example, a paradigm, that all the mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, all of them have a validity that they came from Har Sinai. They reflect the rotzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and not human understanding, and not human benefits, but rather the tzibur were commanded to do so by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So with the Bahar Sinai, teach us that insight. All the mitzvahs come from Tzibur Hashem, and you should relate to them in that fashion. Now, I once saw someone, a non-Frum person, writing, it was an op-ed piece in a newspaper. So Kashrus, he says, I can understand. You know, it helps to keep the Jewish people together in the diaspora. He was of Kashrus. But Shabbos, he says, that's a deal breaker. What in the world do you want with that? You know, that's when our approach to mitzvahs is, of course, benefit analysis. So we decide this fits and this doesn't fit. This is worthy of being fulfilled. This is unworthy of being fulfilled. But when mitzvahs come from Tzivui Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom has commanded us, all the Taryag mitzvahs are equally significant. None of them are outmoded. All of them have their place, and all of them bring us closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Ramesh is teaching us that this is the inside of Torah. The Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, the Har Sinai, this is unique, this is special, and by observing it in this fashion, we will persist at Bias HaGoyo in observing the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. That's a very, very powerful lesson. I'm not going to go on to Parsha Toisai because the time for the drosha has ended. We're going to go on to the Mesilas Yisrael present.